Many other Edwallers had the same plan. Taking lunch by the pond was quite popular on warm summer days. They spread out around the bank, ever watchful of the Dibbons, who were drawn like magnets to water. The little ones frolicked gleefully in the shallows. Hillier Gatekeeper and her husband Aurel were constantly corning out warnings to the twin babes.
Urgle, come back here! Don't go too far out! Do you hear me?
Stop splashing that water about, Ralg! You'll soak us all!
Quelt opened the hamper that the three young ones had brought.
Oh, I say, Bibble's done us proud. Damson pie, hazelnut crumble, sage and turnip pasties, celery cheese and dandelion cordial. I would have enjoyed a cup of tea, though. Cordial always makes me dozy at lunchtime.
Mall Mum Burby came promptly to Quelt's rescue.
Yeah, old sir. Have some tea out of our new hern.
The Abbess and Burby had replaced the lost teapot with an ingenious new invention. It was a small copper boiler, which Brother Perrant had donated to their cause. Lysian and Burby had cleaned it up and mounted it on a little trolley. The urn had a small charcoal heater in its base, enabling them to have a constant supply of hot tea wherever they went, always on tap. The five puzzlers had plenty of help from the pond-side diners. Interest was aroused as they gathered around to hear Giri read again the two relevant lines from Tyria's letter.
Leave thy friends to study here that tale of ancient life, when Corium the exile took Mosgard maid as wife.
Brinty opened up the discussion to their audience.
Well, does any beast understand that?
Sister Doral put forward a timid inquiry.
Excuse me, but who is Corium the exile?
Tribsy replied through a mouthful of pasty.
Oh, don't be known, marm. That's why we must go.
Snowdrop leafed slowly through the Geminia tome.
Let's see if there's any reference to it in here, shall we?
As they waited on Snowdrop's study, Hillier Gatekeeper began rocking back and forth, eyes shut and paws clenched. Aurel, her husband, looked quite concerned for her.
What is it, dear? Are you feeling ill?
Hillier opened her eyes.
No, it's just something that flashed through my mind a moment ago. Ralg! I'll not tell you again. Stop splashing that water about. Oh, dear, I've gone and lost it again. Just when it was right on the tip of my tongue. Most annoying.
Abbess Lysian poured tea for the Harvest Mouse mother.
What was it, Hillier? Were you trying to recall something?
Hillier wiped little Urgle's snout distractedly with her apron hem.
Oh, pay no attention to me, Abbess. It probably wasn't important anyhow.
Brinty shouted excitedly as he watched Snowdrop turning the pages of the tome.
There it is! There it is! No, not there! Turn back a few pages, sister. Stop! There! Middle of the page! Do you see? There's that name, Corriam.